This is HBR episode 2103 entitled DIY Bookbinding. It is hosted by Ken Fallon and is about 11 minutes long. The summary is, with no shows in the queue, Ken rushes in a show on his latest hacks.
This episode of HBR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HBR15. That's HBR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi everybody, this is Ken Fallon, recording another episode for Hacker Public Radio. Today is called, the episode is about bookbinding. Now, what I'm on about here is there's a lot of information available, freely available, on the internet that you can download as PDFs. And I don't really like reading stuff on e-readers, and the reason for that is I just find it easier to read a book, especially a technical book where you're flipping back to something and you're flipping forward and you can skip over sections, and it gives a far better overview in my opinion than a regular old than doing it on a e-device. Also, the e-devices for me suffer from the technical aspect, in so far as you want to read somewhere very quickly, you've got I've got a family life here, and when I get 5 minutes to read, it literally is that 5 minutes and the booting up procedure, and inevitably the kids have been messing with the e-readers or the tablets and they're off, and it's got all sorts of other junk on it and it's slow to boot up. And yeah, I know you can have an e-reader device, but yeah, essentially I'm not a big fan of e-reading devices. I do like the physical copies. So that brings me to the next thing. There's a lot of books are expensive. My God, they're expensive. Yes, and what isn't expensive is for €5 you can get a ream of paper, 500 sheets, and with my continuous ink supply system I can basically print off PDFs. And yes, you can go, oh, I'm killing the planet, but on the other hand, you know, the paper is a renewable resource, whereas heavy earth metals used in e-reader devices isn't. So I'll leave it up to the listener to put a show together on why I'm so evil printing off books. But one of the things that I do for small how-tos and that sort of thing, what I tend to do is print off in booklet form. And what that is, on an A4 page, which is kind of letter landscape. A4 is made so that it can fold over and fold over and fold over. So by printing 4 pages on a sheet, you can have a nice little booklet form, and I use that quite a lot in work. And I have ring binders as well that I use, you know, thick lever arch ring binders that I use for going through stuff. It's not as nice or as convenient as holding a book, but because then it's only held in two places where you punch a hole. The other option is, what we have here is a, you know, machine, perforation machine, where it makes lots of holes and you get those plastic things at the end that clamp over the books. I don't like those either. I find the noise of the turning the pages irritating, and inevitably they'll fall and one of the fingers that hold the pages together gets busted, and it's not ideal. I do like the concept of book binding, you know, a physical book that's bound. So I was thinking about that, and I came across a web page that had that basically was about bookbinding and whatever. But essentially it comes down to what I've done here. And I tried my first experiment yesterday with a free and open source book from on Robot Framework. And I printed that off, tried it, and to be honest, yesterday evening I thought the project was actually going to be a bit of a disaster, but then I woke up this morning and the thing had dried, and yeah, it's a book. It's a pretty crappily bound book, but a book nonetheless. So I print off a booklet form, so A4, and so two on each sheet of paper in landscape, there's two portrait pages, and on the back there's two portrait pages. So if your page goes from 1 to 100 pages, the first page will be one. So on the first page that comes out of the printer, you have page 1 and page 100, and then on the other side is page 2 and page 99, and then the next sheet of paper that comes out is page 3, 4, and 98 and 97, and so forth. And what that leaves is a you know, sheet of paper that you can cut in the middle. And essentially that's what I did. I got two pieces planks, two pieces straight edges, and used these clamps here. Yeah, they're basically just wood clamps from the pound shop. And then clamped it over the center section of the book. And then I used my trusty old jigsaw, which I'll just unplug right now. I find that an evil, evil device. With an exposed blade. And then I just simply tried to cut as straight an edge as possible to cut the pages in two. Now I do have a small little guillotine thing, but that kind of doesn't work for, I'm up to a book, printing a book here that's about 600 pages. So it's, you know, a big amount of paper. So the amount that you would put into a photocopier when you're reloading it, that sort of thickness. Yeah, an inch, so 25, 30 millimeters, something like that. And so when you cut it the first time, it'll inevitably be a bit jaggedy. So try and cut it as accurately as possible. And then I fold the two of them, the two pages on top of each other, and tap them down, tap them so that they're square. Put down the planks again, and then just come along with the jigsaw again and trim off the whole back. So once that's done, I went down to the builder's merchants. I actually had this stuff, and it's a bow skewer tape, which is a tape that you use to put on if you've got chalkboard or hips plats here. I think you call it drywall in the US. There's a piece of tape. It's about an inch or 25 millimeters, 25, 30 millimeters wide. Hold on, I'll open up. And it's got whole go of little sewn mesh with 1 millimeter or 1 millimeter squares of like plastic mesh netted to each other, and it's slightly sticky on one side, and it's used as a way for the plaster to be bound in between the joints. So you come along and you plaster in between the joints, and then you can paint over that, giving a nice a little bit of structure for the plaster to adhere to, so that once it's hardened, then you can paint over it. Now I'm using that on the back as the binding of the book, just to give it something to hold on to, rather than traditionally what you would do is you would take maybe a few centimeters of about a half a centimeter of paper and sew it together, and then bind those all together, and then glue them together and sew them all together on the back, and then use the glue as just a way of hardening it up. But I'm doing it kind of the other way around. I'm using this tape, and I put the tape on and then move the clamp back a little bit, so I've just cut it now, and I expose it out about half an inch, 2 centimeters, and then I put this tape on just flat at the back for a start, along the spine of the book, and then I come along with my super cool PVC glue, which is used to fit plastic pipes together. And this was recommended on the interwebs because it is flexible and allows you to flex it. So what they say to do is apply this, just put on the mesh, which kind of sticks by itself, then apply this, and then that's absorbed into the paper. And about 10 or 15 minutes, come back, apply another coat, and do that. I did 4 coats on the first book, but it was actually too much, so 3 would be more than enough. And then after the first coat, I folded down the overhanging mesh so that it came on the front page and the back page, and then I glued that down as well. And then what they recommend you do after that is you make cut out a cardboard piece of paper and you stick it to the front, and you basically attach a cover somehow. But I'm not that bothered to do that, to be honest. I just want to be able to read these books and kind of have them. And then, this has to be a fairly simple, rough and ready sort of way of doing books. And, they went into a whole deal where you could get some cardboard and then cover with a t-shirt and whatever. I'll send you the link to it, but I'm afraid all my artistic flair could be put on the head of a very small pin. But anyway, so this is rough and ready, but it kind of works, and it means that rather than having to pay €150 for essentially €5, I've got €10, I've got a book that is delivered faster and is usable from the word go. So in the morning, I'm doing 2 more books now, and I'll basically have them ready to rock in the morning. So there you go. That is a sort of John Culp type show out here in the garden, doing something DIY-ish. So, tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.